This morning, as the choir was singing that song, I thought of this passage in Isaiah. And it describes humanity in vivid forms. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. When God looks at humanity and sees that, and the song says, he thought I was worth it. Oh, praise God, aren't you glad this morning that God saw us not as we are, but as we could be. He had mercy that caused him to send his son to die in our stead, to pay the price of our sins. It's almost incomprehensible. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Oh, praise God. Aren't you glad this morning? Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for your tremendous, marvelous, unfathomable love. Praise God. This morning, my attention is turned to the 40th chapter of Isaiah. And we're going to begin reading with the 27th verse to the 31st. But before I get there, you know, in this life, waiting is a big part of our life. We wait at the store to check out. We wait to vote. We go to a restaurant, put our name on a list, and we wait. This is in life. And those are things in this, in the material life that we go through, and it's just something that we don't like it most times, but it's the reality. But in the spiritual walk with the Lord, we also wait. There is also, it seems like God's answer comes after long periods of time. And there is something in that just amazes me, and something that just I think about, and it's the Lord's plan. He waited for us for a long time. He moved the checkers, if I could put it in those terms, in our lives, placing people, situations, circumstances that caused us to turn to him. Some of us came from outside of the church, weren't born in the church, outside of the church, and through acquaintances, through a friendship at work, or through a relationship, we came to know Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Finally, our eyes were opened, and we saw, and were convicted, and understood that there was something missing in our lives. Maybe we sensed it all along, but couldn't put it into words, and couldn't seem to verbalize it. But there was something that we were going along in life and doing our thing and trying to do the right thing and live life, but there was something missing. And finally, God caught up with us on the way of Damascus, our own Damascus, brought us out of different situations, some from different states, and brought people from the old country, Italy, and brought them to the knowledge of Christ. It was all God's plan. It's so amazing. Praise God. And in that waiting for us, it seems like our life now is dependent on him and waiting on him. We wait sometimes and get discouraged. Have you ever asked a question to the Lord, Lord, why is it taking so long? I'm praying, I'm trusting, I'm believing. And it's not like, you know, that the word says pray without ceasing and to intercede before the throne of grace. And what is the purpose of that? It's not trying to persuade a God who is debating how to handle us. That's not the issue. We may think, some people may look at it that way. Well, if I pray long enough, I'm going to persuade God. I'm going to outlast him. No, you're not going to outlast him. What's going on in that waiting is God is doing something in you. There's something taking place in you. Why do we have to go through these moments of waiting for the doctor's report or waiting for the situation in our families or waiting on a relationship that is not going the way we want to see it? And we pray and we trust God. What is the purpose? What is God doing? He's causing us to look deep within ourselves. He's causing us to come to grips with our limitations. He's causing us to trust him. He's causing us to reach way down and say, oh Lord, is there something I need to dismiss? Is there something I need to change? And he's strengthening us. I love what Paul says in his letter to the church at Corinth. It says, for which cause we faint not, the work of God, the things that we pray for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. We find a way to keep going and not give into the fatigue that would cause us to quit. There's something that is going on in the waiting. There's something good that's going to come out of it. It's encouraging our faith. Lord, you examine yourself. Am I trusting God? Am I going to see this thing through? Am I going to believe God for the victory? Am I going to go all the way with this? Or am I going to get discouraged and throw my hands up and say I'm walking away from it? It seems like we knuckle down and we say, no, I know what God's done. And we look back and see how God has answered. All my life you have been faithful. 1,000,001 answers to prayer. And we look back at those times and say, surely God would not depart from me now. Surely he would stay with me. And there's something that encourages our faith. Something that helps us praise God. I love what Peter wrote. He says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. The God of all grace had called us into his eternal glory. You have been called into his eternal glory this morning. Yes, you have. It's a very personal, as sister testified, it's a very personal God. It's not a God of the masses, but it's a God of the individual. He cares about each and every one of us, praise God. And the psalmist says it so beautifully in this 139th psalm, Lord, you know all about me, my downsitting, my uprising, acquainted with all my ways, the thoughts in my head, the words in my mouth. Lord, you know it all. And yet you love me. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Establish, strengthen, and settle you. Praise God. That's what's going on. That's what's happening in our lives. And that's what the work of God, that's what God is doing by the operation of the Holy Ghost. And it takes time. It's we're exercising our spiritual muscles. You that work out or do exercises or go to the gym or whatever you do to walk, you know, what are you doing? You're exercising your muscles. You're building up yourself. And that's how God does it with our spiritual muscles. Causes us to to seek his face and to trust him and to wait on him and to call on his name, praise God. And in this 40th chapter, if we read the 27th verse, this is so typical to me. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Lord, you don't see me. Lord, you're not answering. Lord, I'm praying and I'm trusting and I don't see the answer. Or sometimes things come in a different direction and you say, Lord, I don't understand. Why did this happen? Why did this take place? Why did this situation happen in my life? What is it? And we feel like God doesn't hear us. And he rebukes them with this 28th verse. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, and there is no searching of his understanding? Do you not know? I love when Job went through his terrific trial. And in the end, the 39th chapters, God says, now it's my turn to talk. And he says, were you there when I formed the earth? Were you there when I separated the light and the darkness? Were you there when I caused the wind to blow? Were you there when I did this and I did that? Were you there? Like Job, you have no idea. And sometimes the Lord has to remind us who he is. Lisa prayed yesterday in the prayer meeting, and one of the expressions she said, Lord, we know you. We know who you are. We know you, praise God. Not know about him. We know you. We know you personally. And we know the Lord personally. He has witnessed, he has called us, he has spoken to us in different ways. But yet sometimes we need to be reminded. And starting with the 18th verse of this chapter, it talks about God's greatness and his majesty. Oh, praise God. And I love Paul writes in Ephesians, able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Who could say that? Who could say that? He's able to do exceeding abundantly above, not just more, exceeding abundantly above. He created this universe. Things that we take for granted. He created the light, the darkness. He created gravity. He created math. He created science. He just let man discover it. But God put this all in place. It just didn't happen. It just, without God's hand, it was God's hand the whole way. Hast thou not known? If you're discouraged this morning, I want to tell you, have you not known? I want to remind you and remind myself, because sometimes I get discouraged and I say, Lord, how long? How long, Lord, how long? We're praying for revival and we don't see revival. We're praying for restoration and it's not coming. We're praying for the baptism. But we're not giving up. Amen. We're not giving up. The promises are yea and amen in Christ. Praise God. Let me read the rest of this. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they that shall walk and not faint. So the answer is wait. Wait on God. And I've said this before, it's like a binding together. That word wait in the Greek, it means to bind together, to bind our life to Christ. When we're waiting on God, we don't stop praying. We don't stop trusting. We don't stop believing. But we trust God more. We come before him again and again, and we say, Lord, we want to be in his presence. We want to be intimate with him, praise God, because we feel his comfort when we're in his presence. And he begins to assure our hearts, that errant spouse, that relationship, that marriage relationship that's in trouble, God can fix. That one who is rebellious, God can turn their hearts around. Oh, praise God. Look what he has done. Look what we have seen, praise God. Look that we're here, praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. The psalmist says in one of my favorite psalms, I had fainted. I almost gave up. I almost threw in the towel. I almost called it quits unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Can God touch the heart of my loved one? Can God reach to this situation? Oh, yes, he's able, praise God. There's a secular group, I don't know if some of you know it, you young people might be too young, Sam and Dave. And their song is, Hold On, I'm Coming. I could think, oh, Lord, I don't know the rest of the words. That's the only words of that song I know, but I'd like to rewrite them for God, you know. Hold on, I'm coming. That's what the Lord seemed to be saying to us. Hold on, I'm coming. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Don't faint. But hold on, praise God. Let me read the rest of this psalm. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Praise God. Oh, Lord, you're the fixer. I'm not the fixer. You're the fixer. You're the one who'll make everything right. You're the one who'll put things in place. You're the one who will correct. You're the one who will bring unity. You're the one who will do it. Praise God. But it's up to you and I to wait on him, to pray and to trust him, praise God, and to move when he says to move. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, and there is no searching of his understanding? We bring God down to our level. And we even have the audacity in our prayers to tell God how to answer. Have you ever done that? I've done it. Lord, if you just do this, everything will work out. And God says, why don't you just leave it to me? I'll take care of it. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. He'll give you power and strength to keep going on. God's doing something. God is perfecting you. There's a purpose in everything God does. It's not accidental. It's not that God takes his time on purpose or just doesn't seem to get to it. No, God's doing something. In everything he does, there's a purpose. Ecclesiastes tells us there's a purpose for everything under the sun, a season for this and for that. God's got a plan. And we got to trust him for that plan. Praise God. I'll never forget, we're in the airport in Houston. I think it was Hobby. And the plane, there was a a mishap and they spilled fuel on the runway there and we had to wait to board. And Kath and I were together. It was a business trip. She accompanied me and we were coming back and kind of discouraged because Matt at that time wasn't where he should be. He was rebellious. And I looked at her and I said, something struck me. I said, you remember we were sitting at the, standing in the kitchen and he was sitting at the table and Kath was kind of discouraged and she said, I don't know what's going to happen. And Matt, you know, out of the mouth of babes, he says, Mom, don't worry. God's got a plan. I said, do you remember what he said to you? He didn't know what he was saying. He had no idea. But God was speaking to you through him. God's got a plan. And we saw the plan take place. And the plan is still unfolding for every one of us. Amen? Praise God. God's got a plan. Hold on, my brother and sister. Hold on this morning. My word to you is hold on. Think about his greatness, his majesty, his mercy, his love, his demonstration of his love over your lifetime. Think about it. You got here. You came because you were called. You were called. He called you by your name. You know that? He called you by your name. And he brought you here. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful this morning? If he did that, there's something more to take place. He's got something more for you and for me this morning. Praise God. But they that wait upon the Lord, I'm going to close right here. Brother, sister, would you come forward? Shall renew their strength. Lord, renew our strength this morning. Renew our strength. What you're concerned about with your family, God has already heard that prayer. He's already dispatched an answer. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord. I need your strength this morning. I need your encouragement. Praise God. I need your help this morning. I know you all feel the same way. Lord, help us. Praise God. We want to see great and mighty things that God will do. We want to see his operation in the church. Praise God. We haven't come to cisterns that hold no water, but we've come to the wells of salvation. And God will do a great and mighty work. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, church, rise up. Rise up in faith this morning and say, Lord, we trust you. No matter how many are here this morning or not here, whatever the case. Lord, you've got a plan. And we're just going to believe that you're going to do something marvelous and something wonderful. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May his name be praised. Amen. Do we have a song?